peace he gives to us, to hear his word, to be lifted and given hope and comfort and strength through his word. God's word for our consideration this morning is from the gospel that was read a few minutes ago, specifically this one verse. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about power. And I want you to think about all the forms of power that we live with. We live with the power of electricity. It comes with our lights and the microphone. That if we had a blackout right now and everything went dim, we'd be kind of surprised. No power. Where's the power? Last Tuesday in Lake City, we're getting ready for bed and we're just about ready to climb into bed and all of a sudden the lights go on. And Karen says, no power! And I'm fumbling around because all of a sudden you're in the dark and you can't see anything. Your eyes haven't adjusted. So I'm feeling around for the railing and I go downstairs to get my phone because it's got a little light on it. And then I go into the other room to get the flashlight so I can see. And I get it fumbled, the batteries in the flashlight, and I can push it on and now I can see. And I start going upstairs and all of a sudden the lights come back on. Wow, that was quick. But boy, it showed to us what kind of power we live with. Because if we lose power, we lose the availability of working on our computer. Unless, of course, we've got the battery all filled. We lose power for various things. Can't plug in the toaster. Microwave isn't working. The stove is flashing. So you can't use any of these appliances, and we wonder about that power. But you know, now, what God is talking about, what Jesus is talking about, is not that electricity power, not the power from the big windmills, not the power from the rivers, not the power from electricity, but the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and His power was promised to the disciples. In the upper room, with the windows shut and the doors locked, Jesus stood among his disciples and said, peace be with you. He was with them a number of times. And in the Gospels, you will read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, four different accounts of Jesus being with them, all saying the same thing about fire and power. That power was going to come on to them. And that power was the Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that came into you when you were baptized. When the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That gave you power. You're powerful instruments of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're powerful people. Because God came to you and brought you into his kingdom. Each and every one of us was brought into his kingdom. And we were given that power, that strength. The book of Acts is filled with God's power when the disciples are healing and making the lame walk and the blind see. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin is saying, how can you do this? You can't do this. Who gives you the authority? And the disciples are flogged and told to tell no one anymore of this Jesus. You're not to speak his name or teach And they went out of there with smiles on their faces because they were flawed for the name of Jesus. The power that they had. We kind of flinch from that power, don't we? When we're around other people. We don't want others to know we're Christian. We go to diners and restaurants and we really don't want others to see us say grace. We want to be kind of invisible. We kind of want to shrink away for fear of telling others who we are. But we still have the power. The power to tell others about Jesus. Jesus tells us that we are his sowers. The sowers of seeds. The sowers of his gospel. The sower of his word. So that others may know who he is. This is an amazing time for the disciples. Because they're fearful. They're full of anxiety and worry. Because their Savior, their Master, their Teacher, their friend has gone away before he died. And then he was resurrected. But then he started appearing to all these other people. And he's left us behind. But now he sees them. He speaks to them. He eats with them. In John, Jesus appears to his disciples with Peter out in the boat fishing, going back to his business. And then John says, that's Jesus. There's our Savior, our Master. And Peter gets into the water and swims to Jesus. And Jesus takes Peter aside and gives him the commission. Even though Peter denied Jesus, Jesus forgave him that denial. And here in Luke, we have another version of things that happen after that breakfast, after Jesus was there with them. Not only does Jesus say, remain in the city until the power comes to you on high, but then he raises his hands and he blesses his disciples. He blesses them in their life so that they can go out and spread the word of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is telling them that they are going to be his witnesses, and being his witnesses, he tells them that you are going to be separated from others. Others will not want to have anything to do with you because you're different. You're different. You're teaching others about Jesus. They might not want to hear you. But remember, you're going to receive power. You're going to receive the authority. You're going to receive the strength, so that you may be my witnesses. And this Holy Spirit is going to teach you everything. So God tells us the same thing. But this Holy Spirit is going to teach you. This Holy Spirit is going to teach you about baptism. He's going to teach you about Jesus. He's going to teach you He's going to teach you about what it is to live as a believer in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's easy for us to come together. It's easy for us to hear the word. It's easy for us to go up to the altar rail and take the body of the Lord Jesus Christ that was given for us. And to drink his blood that was shed for us for the remission of our sins. It's easy. We just go up to the altar rail and we partake. The hard part is leaving here and living the Christian life. The hard part is living with people that we know that we want to tell the story to, even though they don't want to hear. That the Holy Spirit has empowered us to tell others about Jesus and the way of life. And that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to me except through Jesus. That's an amazing verse. And Jesus tells us that when he tells us hard part of living is living with his message. The world needs to hear. The world is rejecting. We can see it all around us. We can see the sin. We can see the death. We can see the rebellion. We can see all of those things that are happening. And we go into Scripture, and Jesus says all these things will happen. And we feel that the end is coming soon. But then Jesus' words ring true. You will see all of these things happen, but the word of the Lord will be preached and taught to everyone. Then the end will come. So you see, he's got a job for us. And that job is not to be lazy. That job is to be his sower of the seed. And it might get kind of difficult as small as we are here at Mount Moriah, but God still uses us to be his instrument, to be his one here in this world, so that others may know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And believing in his name, we will have life. So Jesus tells his disciples to wait for that power from on high. We don't have to wait. It's already been given. It's already been given in our baptism. It's already been given in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood given and shed for us to be those sowers of the seed, because we're clothed with that power from on high. In Christ's holy name, amen.